Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I just want to say a special word to those of you who are battling panic attacks right now. I just feel burdened to tell you that the Lord sees you, He understands, He's with you, and He's going to provide the kind of relationships you need to endure that, the kind of resources and help that's out there. And there's lots of different resources, but my prayer is that you would find just the right combination to help you work through the panics. And I'm really sorry that you're having to walk through that, but you are loved. And this doesn't diminish your worth in any sort of way. The Lord is for you. He loves you. He's with you. All right, today I'm reading from Proverbs 28, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible, and it says this: "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. In rebellion, a land has many rulers, but order is maintained by a man of understanding and knowledge. A needy man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law contend with them. Evil men don't understand justice, but those who seek Yahweh understand it fully. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his ways and he is rich. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he who is a companion of gluttons shames his father. He who increases his wealth by excessive interest gathers it for one who has pity on the poor. He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. He who conceals his sins doesn't prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the man who always fears, but one who hardens his heart falls into trouble." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we don't want to conceal our sins because you tell us we will not prosper if we do. And so not only do we confess them to you right now, but we choose to confess them before our friends, our family members, to those you lead us to confess them to. I'm grateful for the scripture that talks about if we confess our sins, He's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins, because those are communal verses. It doesn't say if I confess my sins, it says if we are to confess in community, because we do not grow in isolation, we grow with each other. And so, Lord, this is a difficult prayer to pray, but if there is some confession that we need to do before another person, would you convict us and show us who that is? And help us to be brave enough through the power of your Holy Spirit to do so. Lord, we don't want to harden our heart, and so many bad things happen with a hardened heart. And so would you search our heart and know us and know if there's hurtful ways in us, if we become embittered or jealous or hard-hearted. We want to have you break up our fallow ground, because it's time to seek you. Lord, we don't want hard-hearted soil. We don't want this hard-packed earth, because no seed can grow in it. We want to have good soil that when the sower comes to sow the seed, it runs into that soil and the moisture and the sunshine come and it grows. It has a deep root and it grows all the way to the sun. And so, Lord, we just want to have fruit that lasts. And we know that having a supple, tender heart before you is that first step. So search our hearts and know if there's wicked ways in us. Lead us in that way everlasting, I pray. Lord, help us also to be mindful of the poor and to be kind-hearted to those who have less than us. We want to walk in our integrity, Lord. Everything that we do, everything that we see, every way that we treat people today, how we do our work, we want it to be with integrity. We can't do that in our own strength. I can't do it in my own strength. I need your Spirit within. So, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to realize afresh that the Holy Spirit of God, this is so beautiful, lives within us. Is for us, with us, helping us, comforting us. So, so grateful. Lord, we are never alone. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You walk with us. And we're so grateful for that today. So, Lord, just remind us of that. Help us to be as bold as lions because of the Spirit within us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll receive a painting every month digitally from me, as well as if you're at the $25 level, you'll get a secret podcast. And at the $100 level, I'll add you to my prayer team. So thank you to all of you who so sacrificially support Pray Every Day. I really appreciate it. And thanks to all of you who pray for it too. Have an amazing day. You are a blessing to me.